You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, you were talking with the morning show about Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And basically, since you've been old enough, you think you've only missed four Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like four or five. It's less than 10 for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. I mean, you got a sweet little streak going, tradition, whatever. It's not a streak. It's tradition.
Yeah, I don't mind if it breaks. It just hasn't. You know, it's just something that with work, you know, I go to just about every Lions home game.
Mm-hmm.
During the regular season, there'll be one or here and there that I might miss, but Thanksgiving I go to. I guess I do get a little nostalgic. I have some great memories of going to games when I was younger. We were, you know, as a family, we had a big family reunion in the early 80s. My relatives from Pittsburgh came up, and so did my relatives from Milwaukee, and the Lions were playing the Steelers that day, and the Lions beat the hell out of the Steelers, like 45-14 or something like that. And we had all these, we were in the end zone with all the kids, all the cousins together. And my brother and I were obviously very happy seeing the Lions win. And my cousins from Pittsburgh were obviously not very happy that they had lost, but it was just, you know, things like that. It was just great memories growing up. And, you know, when you get a little older, it's a different kind of feel. You just, hey, let's have a couple beers at the game or whatever. And a little tailgating beforehand or afterwards. And then just it just leads into Thanksgiving, which is great. You know? Thanksgiving is an awesome time, man. Friends come in from out of town. You're with family. It's just a little. Hopefully, there's some time off in there as well. Not for everybody, mm-hmm. but it's my favorite time of the year.
It's going to be different for us because all the kids will come home, and this will be the first time. It's like, hey, hey,
this
look,
is the first
back.
Time to actually have. Thanksgiving is
like everybody's coming home. Our empty nesting thing has been going on, but we're also doing something we've never done before after much discussion.
Deep fried turkey?
No.
Oh,
you growing the bangs out?
No. No, for Thanksgiving. Is it the traditional Thanksgiving bang growing?
The growing out of the bangs.
You said do something different. So
we are doing something different as a family that we have never done before.
Is it food wise?
I mean, sort of, yeah. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be a guessing game, but you can continue to try and guess if you want.
You've never done before, sort of food wise.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is food wise, yeah.
Restaurant.
Yep.
Wow. Wow.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
What do I win? Lunch?
I can bring in.
Win a turkey dinner.
I'll bring in leftovers.
I don't want your leftovers. Kinder, what are you doing?
It's from a restaurant.
It's from a restaurant.
Yeah, but
we made a reservation. We're going to go out to eat. Everyone's going to get together, watch the Lions. And then I think it's 15 are going out to eat.
Huh.
Yeah. And we're going to get served a Thanksgiving dinner. But we've never done this before. And I'm not opposed to it at all. I'm hoping, I mean, I'm sure we'll have a fine time. The just question is, it's just so different than anything we've ever done before. It might not feel Thanksgiving-y.
Sure.
Thanksgiving-y in the moment.
No, but it's different, and it's one that's going to stand out because it is different.
I'm not against it, but like, where's the recliner you get to sit in and fall asleep after and then you wake up
and
eat
again? Well, so that's the deal, is we're going to, the wake up and eat again thing may not happen. I'm not sure how leftovers, like.
Well, what time are you supposed to eat? Because you got like, the game's at 1.
Yeah, after the game. Okay. I think the reservation's for 5, maybe.
Okay.
5:15 or something. I don't know.
Hope you're not cutting it close. Okay.
Cutting it close with what?
The game.
The game.
The food. The Lions reservation.
Game. Yeah.
Well, if the Lions game isn't over, I will be late for dinner.
Okay. All right.
I'm the one that has to work the next day.
You got
to
take notes.
I would be on the air. Yeah. But yeah, we're doing the restaurant thing, and I'm curious. I'm sure we'll have a great time, but we've never done this before.
I've had two Thanksgivings stand out in my mind and for different reasons over the years. Like one year my mom had one of her knees replaced. And so it was over. Rehab time was during Thanksgiving where she was at a rehab facility. So we had Thanksgiving there. We brought food with us over to the rehab place. So it was just different. The other one that stands out in my mind, when my parents first moved from the mean streets of West Bloomfield to the meaner streets of Bloomfield Hills, when they first moved there, and my dad had just retired.
You've overcome a lot.
Yeah, I really have. My dad had just retired, and he was all proud of this new grill that he got. And he was cooking the turkey, and he was bragging about how he was going to cook the turkey on the spit. I'm going to use a spit. Okay. Like, what? You know, the rotisserie.
Yeah.
But it's an outdoor grill, and it was an unseasonably cold Thanksgiving. So he puts that thing out there, and it's out there for a couple hours. And he says, it should be ready soon. And he goes and checks it. Yeah, not even close. Like, yeah. No, not even close. No matter how hot that grill is, it just... The propane was not keeping that flame where it needed to be.
Dude.
It was not a robust 400-degree, grill. It was maybe half that. So after 4 or 5 hours, like, is it done yet? And almost. And finally, at some point, my mom put her foot down. Like, it's like 9 o'clock at night at this point.
You guys haven't eaten yet?
No. And my brother and I are just laughing because we're just, hey, it is what it is. It's, yeah. Sometimes this happens. And then finally, my mom goes, that's it. Throw it out.
Really?
Because dad brings it in because I get and it was so dry. There was no, it was inedible. Absolutely inedible. And those are the things that, but it's a Thanksgiving memory that brings a smile to my face.
Sure.
It was a failed Thanksgiving.
An epic disaster.
Epic disaster. Yeah. Now that dad's no longer with us, we could look back at that. I'm sure we'll talk about it next week. Hey, remember when dad tried cooking a turkey on the spit in like 25 degree weather? It just didn't work
out. No good.
No.
Are you hoping for an epic disaster for Doug? Is that why you brought up the story?
No, I brought up a story is because it's a memory because it was something out of the ordinary.
Yeah, an epic disaster memory. Yeah.
Well, I don't think Doug's going to have an epic disaster when you make reservations. I think that the restaurants are probably pretty used to
It's the other stuff, man. The family stuff. You never know what happens when family gets together. You guys are all being lazy as F, by the way, right? Just going to
yeah,
restaurant.
I mean, yeah. Kind of, yeah. It's a big
no
part
one wants
of this
to cook.
Is,
nobody.
Yeah, there were some volunteers, and we started piecing it together, and then somebody brought up a restaurant, and we saw the price, and we're like, that's actually not that bad. And the big part was, hey, and nobody has to clean anything.
You going to Uber there, too?
Maybe.
You going to have to Uber back?
We got to get a bus.
We got 15 people. It's a lot.
15 people. Yeah, we're going out for food, and then we'll come back and watch the night
games.
What
happens after the dinner? You're back to your house.
The tradition is play left, right, center. Have you ever played left, right, center?
Yeah. We play it as well.
Play left, right, center, and invariably one of our kids wins. It drives everybody else.
Do you have
crazy.
Any furniture?
So that's the thing is at this point, I got a couch.
Might be a sale this weekend. There might be a Thanksgiving Day sale or Black Friday.
Dude, I'm sleeping on a mattress that if the Lions win the Super Bowl, it's free. So you don't have to tell me. We had a couch delivered last night as sectional, and only one section came.
What?
Yeah. Yep.
They said the rest is going to be delivered today?
Well, they brought basically two of the same thing. And they were like, this is not how it goes together. I'm like, no, it's not. And so I'm supposed to get a call today. And I'm better.
How do you feel about the couch? Is it a nice couch? You like the couch?
I do. I'm very happy with the couch.
Okay.
Very happy with the couch.
Leather, is it?
It's down in the basement, and you know, there was no follow through on behalf of the wife to get new furniture upstairs, so the upstairs furniture would get moved downstairs. But if we're going to have people over to watch the game, we just better get the rest of the sectional before Thursday. Oh, God.
You should.
We should, yeah. And you know, my wife is going this weekend while I'm away. Her job is to get a table. So, because we have no dining room table. Not that we're eating there, but you still need a table in the dining room.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'll report back next Friday and let you know how the restaurant Thanksgiving experience went.
Looking for a table with a couple leaves in it to really extend it?
Yeah, I don't know if we're doing that, but...
Got enough chairs? You get with table, you got to have chairs.
We have chairs. There's no shortage of chairs. Because she gave away the dining room table, but my son did not want the chairs.
So now you got to find a table that matches the chairs.
Well, or the chairs get tossed.
Did he just want a beer pong table? Is that what happened? He just took the chairs?
It's probably, 100%. Yeah.
100%.
All right, straight ahead. J-Mo spoke about the celebration penalty, and you know, it's led to a variety of reactions, but you'll hear what he had to say coming up today at 11:20 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
We'll talk to the Birchy kid today at 1:15 from out at the Allen Park headquarters of the Detroit Lions. Head coach Dan Campbell will address the media. We'll get an injury update, the very latest, going into a must-not-lose weekend that Lions taking on the Giants on Sunday. Okay, so look, the Jameson Williams, there has been plenty of examples of Jameson Williams getting in his own way a little bit in his time in Detroit. There was the betting thing. There was the penalty last weekend. And he's He's incredibly talented, and Detroit fans love him. He's dangerous as hell with the football in his hands, but there's this past weekend was another example of a small that might not have been so small. That point mattered and might have changed the scope of how you play the remainder of that game. Maybe you're kicking a field goal to cut it to one score instead of going for a touchdown to try and get it all back at once. I don't know, but that kind of stuff, it hurts. And it's an organization that has cut back on nonsense. And I felt like there was nonsense every week. For the bulk of my life, there was either an off-the-field storyline or something that happened in the game, and it was just, there was always nonsense. Stuff that didn't matter, or it mattered and hurt the team negatively, I guess I should say. It's not that it didn't matter, but... And there hasn't been a lot of it. But it has happened with Jameson Williams, and you're like, okay, when that stuff happens, you say eventually it's going to cost you, and this past Sunday might have been the eventually, in that J-Mo was not, you know, that pushed the extra point back, the extra point was missed, and it was an important point, and it really could have affected the rest of the game. So, it was brought up about, you know, and the celebration penalty was brought up to him in the locker room. And the reporter said, you know, stuff like that, celebration penalties. I think the reporter used plural. And, you know, it hurts the team as it come up. And here's how Jameson Williams responded.
Did he get penalized for it earlier? And if it wasn't him, somebody did get penalized for an end zone celebration. I thought
on the Lions.
In the season. Yeah, I thought earlier in the season
he might have been fined. I don't remember if anyone got penalized.
Maybe penalty is the wrong word. Yes, fined.
Okay, I think that's different. Yes,
pelvic thrust.
Yeah, I think
there he's done a couple of those. I mean, he's borderline.
I think it was fined. That's the better way to say it because he wasn't. I don't think it was a penalty during the game. So maybe that's what the reporter meant to say.
Well,
but. It has been an issue.
So did you know it was a penalty? Here's one that people are talking about. Here's what he had to say. Okay, so I know that some people get upset when they hear that he didn't know it was a penalty. You cannot use the goalpost as any kind of prop. You cannot touch the goalpost. Dunking on the goalpost is a penalty.
Which he did last year.
Yeah,
hugging. Got fined for.
Yeah, and I guess the way I see it, and I don't, if long listeners of the show may know, I don't try and coach a team because the closer I've gotten to coaching, the more I realize how little I know. But I will say this, if I am a leader of an organization, I don't focus on, okay, you didn't know it. I'm like, all right, you know it now, right? And let's go over everything else to make sure that there's nothing else that you don't know. Look, this is, okay, we need to sit down.
I didn't know I couldn't gamble on this thing. I didn't know that I couldn't take this medication. I didn't know I couldn't dunk on the goalpost. I didn't know I couldn't hump the goalpost.
Okay. That means we need to figure out what you don't know. And I don't, there's no point in going back and saying you should have known. There's no point in doing that, even if it's true. We need to make sure you know moving forward. I would hope that Dan Campbell, the wide receiver coach, the general manager, somebody in the organization needs to sit down and say, hey, you need to know all of this. All of this. And anything that we need to go over. Do you know this? Do you know that? Because that was an important football game, and that negatively impacted said important football game. And this needs to be, what else don't you know?
Yeah, and look, I love Jameson Williams.
Yep.
I love his talent. I love his exuberance. He's like a kid out there just having fun and playing the game, and part of this is a product of that, but that's not an excuse. You've got to be smarter. You've got to be better. than to do this, because this isn't the problem I have, that this is a recurring problem with him getting fined by the league for doing things. All the things I mentioned before, he got, and he's, in addition to that, he's also been fined for taunting. He was taunting week one of the season this year against Green Bay. He got fined $11,500 for it. He was fined for an unsportsmanlike conduct, obscene gesture during the playoff loss against the Commanders. I mean, there's a lot there. He's been fined a lot. Whether the dollar total, I don't care about the dollar total. I care about the number of instances, and it's like a handful already in his young career. And then this last one is just the most recent incident where jumps onto the goalpost and slides down, and it seems like it's innocent enough, and it is, but it's against the rules. Well, and you were already fined earlier in your career for dunking on the goalpost, so you should know that.
And
but what do you do? What are you going to sit him out? I mean, he's an incredibly integral part of this offense.
Yep. And I think his enthusiasm is in part what makes him who he is. And you don't want to take any of that away. But this calls for a, okay, you're a pro. You're a professional. And as a pro, at this point moving forward, we need to make sure there's no more things that you don't know. And, you know, a lot of people want to go back and get mad about him not knowing it. That doesn't do any good. Although you can, with a stern voice, tell him that costs the team. Dave Phipp was asked about it yesterday in his meeting with the media, the special teams coach, because it came up, hey, your kicker had to try an extra point for 15 yards back. And he's like, look, yeah. I'm not going to say anything about that. But I know that when he came off the field, I saw Dan go to him immediately.
And what we don't know is what happens behind the scenes in terms of, A, what is being said, but two, if there's any punishment dealt behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, does he have to do extra sprints after practice or something like that? Does he have to apologize to the team in front of everybody? Does he have to do, you know, community service or whatever? He's a great guy.
I wouldn't punish him. I would say the punishment is, guess what you have to do after practice from day? You have to sit down for 2 hours and go over with our guys that know all the rules. And I'm not just talking about the rules of the game. I'm talking about making sure that there's no more the gambling on team facility, or whether it was on a bus or whatever it was. We got to make sure you know all those restrictions as well.
Yeah, and then there's stuff that you learn from other players and other incidents around the league, like know that you know, when time comes, you're playing in Las Vegas. Don't miss curfew because you're out at the casino having dinner or whatever, which was what happened to a couple of Dallas receivers recently.
What was it, George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb?
Yeah.
Is that who it was, Kang? The missed dinner?
Yeah, and then George Pickens went on to have a penalty of celebrating on the goalpost that same game.
Yep.
By the way. So yes. I'm not fully sticking up for Jameson Williams, but I do feel like anytime he does anything, it's like a magnifying glass, and it's kind of a bit overblown, I feel like. By the way, my prediction, he's going to make another mistake at some point in his career. Yes. It's going to happen, whether it's lighting fireworks on the 4th of July or whatever it is. People are going to scrutinize a lot of things this guy does. And it definitely hurt the team. He's not the first person to do it in the NFL. He won't be the last person. Literally the next night, George Pickens did it. Rico Dowdell had a thrusting penalty also. Right. You know, like, these players know the rules. The team should emphasize that. And what you're hoping is they learn. And he's got to learn, man.
That's the thing right there. And I don't want to accept the premise that he's going to do something to hurt the team again. I don't want to accept that. I want to tell him, hey, we can't put up with this stuff forever.
How much of you also want you to say to the NFL, lighten up?
A lot, but that's not the point.
No, I got it. Yeah. At the same time, it's hard for me to really come down hard on a guy for something that seems so dumb in the first place, that we're gonna penalize you 15 yards because you wrapped your arms around the goalpost.
Phone calls and feedback next, 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do have some breaking news here. And it's not necessarily small news. Interim head coach Mike Kafka said quarterback Jackson Dart is still in concussion protocol and has been ruled out for Sunday's game.
Are they going to eat a W or not?
Well,
that's who's in.
That kind of kills one of our Calvin Shepard cuts for later. We're going to play the Lions defensive coordinator. Although, what did he call? The question was, do you expect Jackson Dart to run less because he's coming off a concussion? And he answered it, and then he referred to Jameis Winston. Do you remember what he called him?
Jay Boogie.
He said, whether we get Dart or we get Jay Boogie. And I'm like, that's right on the money. He is so Jay Boogie. And apparently we're going to get Jay Boogie.
Is Jameis Winston somebody who was so cringeworthy to start his career, and now you... Is he won you over a little bit?
1,000%. I went from really not liking the awkwardness of Jameis Winston to now loving the goofiness of Jameis Winston.
Stuffing crab legs and butter down his pants.
See, I went the opposite, Doug.
Really?
I used to like him, and now I'm like, who is this even real? I don't even know if he's real. He's bought into this whatever character he's built up in so much. It's the it's
character.
Corny. I laugh at him.
The character is Jay Boogie.
Yeah.
I think his personality has become a little bit infectious. Like, his teammates are starting to buy into it a little bit. Like, okay, this guy's, he's not so bad.
I don't think they hate him or anything, but I also don't think they take him seriously.
Maybe not. Maybe, I don't know if he's a great leader. I don't know if he's yeah. ever going to be this great quarterback in the NFL, but he's a very capable backup. He's not afraid to take chances. He's got talent. He's just a little weird.
248-539-9797. Back to your open line calls. Bill in Sterling Heights. Hello, Bill.
Hello, guys.
Hey, Bill.
Hey. Yeah. Whatever the Lions are doing, two things I wanted to talk about real quick. First, Jameis, whatever they're doing, they have to try something different because it doesn't seem like it's working. But yeah. I'm going to preface that by saying I love Jameson Williams. I think he's a, I mean, he's a good dude. I think he's a good dude. And he just is dumb. And I think the community has really embraced him.
He's young. And, you know, as a parent of kids that are roughly similar ages, I know that they say and do dumb things, but they just don't do it in front of millions of people.
Right. And he's too talented to take off the field. And the other thing I wanted to say real quick is, you know, the wings are really frustrating the crap out of me. You know, I just noticed it last night. What is the deal with Sebastian Cosa? I mean, the guy, I think he's played five games at Grand Rapids. He's got a 1.6 goals against. And for the life of me, I have no idea why Sebastian Cosa is not playing goal for the Detroit Red Wings right now.
Well, he got hurt early, I think, to either the beginning of the season or late in training camp. And so he's just getting back into it. And right now they've got two healthy goaltenders, the veteran healthy goaltenders. So I think the first crack that somebody is not healthy, he'll get his opportunity. But I think he just came back to Grand Rapids.
All right. Cause I just noticed, who was it? He gave up five goals on like 26 shots.
Yeah, Gibson was like 5 on 22 to start, and then maybe they had a couple shots at the end of the game that he was able to save. And he made some really good saves, but nonetheless, it's 5 goals on 22 shots earlier in that game. And the previous game, the Red Wings blew a 4-1 lead that they had going into the third period when Gibson had started, where he gave up 3 goals in the third period and then gave up the one in overtime.
I didn't watch the game. I mean, I know you can't always judge it by that, but because I didn't watch the game, but
it wasn't
just
good.
It just, yeah.
I'll save you the trouble.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I mean, we got to see. He's supposed to be the dude. Right?
Well, Bill, to be fair to you, Bill, I did have Sebastian Cosa on my show sheet because I'm wondering at what point are they going to want to take a serious look at him? And because neither goaltender has been great for the Red Wings, Talbot has certainly been better in his last, I think, six starts or six appearances. He's been a lot better in net for the Red Wings. But we're still talking about goaltenders that have below a 900 save percentage. And their goals against average is nothing special either. Now, the league has changed a little bit that those numbers aren't as good as they used to be anyway, but those aren't very good. And consistency is a big problem with this team through the first 21 games.
I remember talking to somebody in the league that told me goalies can have long runways. Mm-hmm. Like just because you don't see them in the first 30 minutes doesn't mean they're not going to be really, really good in this league. But it's been a bit of a long runway here. Is this third year in the organization? It's his third year in the organization.
Is it? Well, he was a first round pick.
Might be his fourth. Sorry, yeah, it might be his fourth year in the organization. We're getting to the point where.
Hey. Well, but when you're drafting 18-year-olds for goaltenders, it is a longer runway. Yeah. You don't see many break in that young, and goaltenders are strange. There are goaltenders that start off in their early 20s and are fantastic for a couple of years and then completely flame out, and then there's guys that'll play forever. Be very pedestrian, and then all of a sudden something clicks when they're 30.
Yeah. My biggest concern with J-Mo is getting hurt on one of his ridiculous end zone flips. That will hurt the team immensely. That's from Mike in Highland. Another one here. I know you cannot slam dunk the post, but I did not know you couldn't hug it. Dave at work, who then adds, can I hug the orange touchdown markers?
Don't do it.
I probably wouldn't. Do you guys have any idea why the NFL has so many stupid-ass rules and penalties? The game is becoming so freaking technical, and it sucks. Freaking.
They're so afraid of people having fun.
But they're less afraid than they used to be. You can do a lot more now than you used to be.
Yeah, they restrict it. You can only do it for like 10 seconds, and then you got to get out of the end zone. You can't, you know, the choreographed stuff, you can't do it for too long. You can't touch anything with the goalposts. Anything that comes near your neck, they're going to say, you can't do that. You're simulating a death. That's a throat slit or whatever. And come on. Anybody taking that stuff really seriously?
Next text. I really hate taunting penalties in the NFL. I understand penalties for anything insinuating gun violence or other criminal behavior, but let the guys have some fun.
Well, the taunting, what they're concerned about is that taunting leads to confrontation, which leads to fights, which leads to ejection.
Yeah.
And they don't want that. And I can understand that to a point.
Mm-hmm. If you can do the Lambo leap, you should be able to hump the goalposts. That's what they text.
What if you can't do the Lambo leap like Jared Goff can't do the Lambo leap? Can't do the Ford Field leap.
Mike in Ann Arbor says, All Lions fans do not love him, as you said, Doug. He's a complete knucklehead. He's going to continue to make bad decisions on and off the field. Trade him. Well, complete knucklehead, all right? If that is what he is right now, or that's what he was on Sunday, what is he going to be next Sunday? What I mean by that is, Mike, you don't allow the kid a chance to grow up. Yes, he continues to make mistakes, but at some point, everybody has him. Not everybody. I shouldn't say everybody. You're right, because I shouldn't have said everybody loves him. Many in Detroit still love him. Fewer will if it continues, but you know, at some point, many people grow up or mature or understand the error of their ways. I had a relative who was in a line of work where he was known as a door guy.
Okay.
His job was to burst down doors so that people could charge in and make arrests.
Okay.
Early in his career, he remembers elderly, his superiors tell him, you can always first thing try the knob.
Right. Try to open the door before you barge through it.
And he said, no, I'm going to burst the door down. And then he got to be a little bit older and he said, you know, trying the knob's not a bad idea. And that the point is, you get... You grow up and you see things differently.
Well, I'll push back on the term complete knucklehead. I don't like that because you're attacking him as a person as well. And Jim was a great guy. He does great things in the community. He loves the kids in Detroit, does a ton for that. And he's a special football player as well. Does he make some mistakes? Absolutely. And you'd like to curtail that. But because the guy jumped on the goalpost, don't call him a complete knucklehead. You can say it's a mistake. You want to trade him? Okay, trade him, I guess, if that's what you want to do. I don't think that's what the majority of people want to do.
I think it's a sign of immaturity or lack of professionalism, because I doubt this wasn't at any point told. You know, they have long team meetings where everybody goes over everything. And if you drift off in said meaning and miss that that's a rule, that's on you, and that's a lack of professionalism. Or you're immature and in the moment, you forgot, but got it. He did it. You got to cut back on it. Every time something like this happens, though, fewer and fewer people will be on board. And Mike in Ann Arbor, I guess, is an example of it.
But what we're not seeing is the sleeping through the meetings and getting in trouble like a Keon Coleman is.
Yeah.
Where Keon Coleman missed another game last night because, for whatever reason, they're going to keep to themselves. But the reports are that he's been missing meetings or sleeping in meetings.
Gator, something said on our show has just made its way into the Lions locker room. Legitimately.
Oh, boy.
We'll get to what was said on our show that made its way into the Lions locker room today at 11:47.
Doug Karsh,
Scott Anderson, 97.1. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. All right, so just posted by a member of the Detroit Lions media. Although my favorite response when I said something from our show has made its way into the Lions locker room. One of our listeners responded with, please let it be Caputo sex tips. No, it's not that.
Stop that.
He's going to confront us about this. Was this I'm hearing? I hear.
I won't be the first.
No. Now I've lost it. Great, Doug. True pro. Here we go. Justin Rogers from the Detroit Football Network. Tate Ratledge said he got sent the Onion article about him by, quote, so many people. Said he heard from a team employee that someone called into a local radio station bitching about if it was as if it were for real. That was on our show that someone called.
I'm so glad we handled that correctly, because when we heard what he had to say.
What happened was a caller made some points and then at the end said, did you guys hear that Tate Ratledge asked for Thanksgiving off?
I'm like, nobody asked. What are you talking about?
And we said, where did you see this? What's the sourcing? Like, where did you see this?
And he actually said, I saw it on The Onion. And we started to laugh. We're like, yeah, you know what The Onion is? Well, no. It's a satirical website
that
writes stories
yep.
to lampoon things.
Yep. It's
all fun and games with the Onion, and yep. it's funny stuff. And the article was funny.
It was funny.
Unless you took it seriously. If you took it seriously, then it's not so much fun.
So, no, Tate Ratledge did not ask for Thanksgiving off.
No, he did not.
What was it? Because I like grandma's pie. Yeah, we have a lot of family traditions.
Pecan, yeah.
And he asked to make it up by playing in a game
on
a bye week for the Lions. And it's pretty funny, but it was not real. And, somebody called our show.
I don't have a lot of faith in society a lot of times.
No, you don't.
But I refuse to believe that he read that entire article/column, whatever, and thought that was real. Like, that can't be real. That
he can't be real, but he thought it was real?
I don't know, man. The fact that I'm even debating this already is sad.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, whether or not that guy was just trolling.
Yeah. Please tell me he was trolling.
Let's go to Keith. You're on 97 on the ticket. What's up, Keith?
Hey, what's up, man? How you guys doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
You
y'all
too.
Y'all have a great show. I love the 97.1 The Ticket.
Thank you.
Now, my question is, I got two questions. My first question is, what Jameson did when he put that ball over that goalpost, that all falls back on the coach. The coach should let his players know before they play the game, do not mess with the goalpost.
What if they did?
Well, if they do it anyway, then they, they're not listening. They not, you know.
Okay.
If they do it anyway, I don't think they should be kicked off the team. I mean, it's real
Nobody
petty.
Does. Nobody thinks
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you know, it's real small. This is something that is real small, and it needs to be fixed, which is quite a few things on the Lions need to be fixed right now. And, you know, I'm just not feeling the playoffs this year. My second question is, do you guys think that the Lions
Yes, I actually do. They're favored in every game the rest of the way, which doesn't mean they're going to win every game, but it tells you from an outside observer that a realistic expectation is this team has a great chance to win a bunch of games the rest of the way.
You know why they lost that last game with Philadelphia? Because they played that game in prime time. Every time the Lions play prime time, like 7 and 8 o'clock in the night, you know, it's hard for them. They probably half asleep, you know, trying to play that game. But when they play these games like at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, they always win.
Well, they don't play any game at 2 o'clock.
It was a prime time game. That game was played real late.
Yeah.
And then it was in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they won in Kansas City on Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football, whatever it was. Yeah. They play Sunday night. They win those games. We've seen them win plenty at night.
The interesting thing is that when you play a team at night, the opponent plays at night too. So they have the same challenge, right, Keith?
Right. They both have the same challenge because, you know, Philadelphia was struggling too. They didn't score a lot against the Lions. The Lions was only down by a touchdown and 2-point conversion.
Keith, hear me out. Or both teams might have really good defenses.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Thank you. All right. We straightened that out. I think.
Well, we got big problems then because there's only...
I mean, if that Bears game gets flexed to night game...
I think there's only two more 1 o'clock starts the rest of the way. Am I wrong?
Are there any 2 o'clock starts?
No, there's no 2 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't ask him how he felt about the 4:25 kick. They play the Giants at 1 and the Packers at 1. And then every other game is a later game, except the Bears game. We don't know the Bears game yet. But
are they done with primetime games aside from perhaps the Bears?
No, they've got the Thursday night game with Dallas.
That's right.
Yep. But then the Rams game's a 4:25. The Stolers game's a 4:25. The Vikings game on Christmas Day is a 4:30. So
is the Super Bowl on primetime this year?
Yes, it is.
Oh, damn.
No, actually, it's before primetime. Normally, well, like it's a 6 o'clock kick ish.
It's like 6:38 or something, but it's a night game. But it's early night.
Is it played on the West Coast this year?
As far, actually, yeah.
Does it feel
you know
like
what's funny? What's funny is we'll always put plans in place to go just in case the Lions make it. And before I even knew, I said, there's only one place I don't want this game to be. And that's that stupid stadium in San Francisco. Because it's like in the middle of an industrial park. It looks like it's way out of town. It looks like the worst location ever. And that's where the Super Bowl is. Now, it may not be our problem. But of all
I hope it's our problem.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I do hope it's our problem.
I hope that we're bitching about the fact that they're playing the Super Bowl.
Doug would be the one bitching, not us.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I hope Doug's bitching about it.
I hope you are. I hope you complain vociferously about
That's a good point. We just got a tweet here from Mike. That comment about primetime being too late is why I have a hard time with talk radio. Why? Because you've never thought of it, Mike? Mike? Is that why? You know, it made you think, didn't it? 248-539-9797.
I don't know if this is breaking news or not. I think it kind of is.
What's that?
College football. Florida athletic department officials met Thursday night with representatives of Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin. Multiple sources have said.
Who's this according to?
Well, Joe Shad has reposted.
The Onion?
This is not The Onion.
Okay.
Joe Shad has reposted the comment from Graham Hall, who covers the Florida Gators for 247 Sports.
So, if Joe Shad, who is a writer for in Miami, I believe, probably wouldn't repost it unless he thinks of Graham Hall
as a guy,
as a dude. And so
Joe Shad used to be with ESPN. Now he's a journalist for the Palm Beach Post. He's got 244,000.
I really think you want to wait till after Thanksgiving. I want to do the wheel of coaching well before then, before these jobs start to fill up.
How many jobs are going to fill up in the next week and a half?
A lot. Could
you think so?
Well, they could, yeah.
Well, because there's a lot of openings, but I mean,
so yeah, I just think it'd be more fun the more jobs we have. But there's 11 jobs open right now, and Gator and I picked 11 big names, you know, Brian Kelly, Pat Fitzgerald, Lane Kiffin, Eli Drinkwitz, and we're just gonna spin the wheel, have it land on a school, and then pull a name out of a hat and see who they get as their coach for all 11 jobs. And then see who's the big winner.
See, and I think if we wait for that first week of December, we might actually have more openings and more coaches.
We could, I suppose. And I guess there could be a local school on that.
Could be.
Yeah, but who knows? 248-539-9797. All right, coming up next hour, we'll hear from the coordinators. And Amon-Ra gives his 2 cents on the disconnect, and whether he buys the premise that there's a disconnect between Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown this year. That is all coming up next hour here on 97.1. If you haven't seen our Twitter poll, it's not really a poll. It's just a question. Point spreads, all the Lions games, the rest of the way on CBS Sports website. Went through, looked them all up. Caller did something along these lines earlier this week. We just double-checked it. It is correct. Lions are favored in all 7 games. All 7 games. What do you think they will do in those 7 games? Think they're going to sweep them 6-1, 5-2? Kind of gives you a sense for, you know, that they're, it's maybe, because there's an undercurrent of underachieving, I feel like, right now. People feel like this team is underachieving. You might feel a little bit better about it if you just take a step back and say, okay, things aren't that bad. Now, they still have to go do the work. They still have to go win football games. But feel free to comment by tweeting us back at DunGator971 or call us at 248-539-9797. Plus, we'll take your texts as well. You can stream the show using the Odyssey app. You can also stream it through our website, 971theticket.com. Additionally, streaming with video on twitch.tv and youtube.com. Participate in the streaming chat on those sites. It's Carson Anderson here on 97.1.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.